This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The International Committee of the Red Cross says at least 45,000 people were killed in Haiti's devastating earthquake. Even graver estimates have come from Haitian officials. The country's interior minister says he wouldn't be surprised if the death toll was more than double that. For the survivors of the quake, the wait continues for food, water, and temporary shelter. But officials say they have made progress moving aid out of the country's small airport, and more aid supplies are due to flow in throughout the day. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Aid from around the world is making its way into Haiti. Planes from Canada, Nicaragua, and even as far as Qatar taxied down the airport's single runway yesterday and lined up on the tarmac to offload water, medical supplies, and food. Also, two huge Argentine military cargo jets stopped in front of the badly damaged main terminal. Four UN trucks pulled up behind the jets, and dozens of soldiers quickly began pulling boxes of canned meat out and heaving them up to the flatbeds. Argentine soldier Dario Lija threw boxes up to the truck as fast as he could. He worked up quite a sweat.
Pero Haití vale la pena. Todo sea por Haití.
He says Haiti is worth the hard work. He'd do anything for the country. Lija and his army company have been here working in the UN mission since last year. He says it's heartbreaking to watch such suffering and not being able to help. This is the first shipment from Argentina to make it in.
Mucho mejor, un poquito aliviado para darle a esta persona. Un poco de lo que merece.
Lija says he's relieved now that aid is finally flowing. He says it's still not enough. The people deserve so much more. Pilot Max Vargas says operations are much smoother. He dropped off a plane load of doctors from the Dominican Republic.
The Americans, especially the military, they took control of the air traffic system. And now it's improved very much here. It's much safer.
Conditions at the airport were not without problems. Brazil and France complained that the U.S. military had denied landing permission for a couple of flights. During a quick tour of the airport yesterday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made it clear that the Haitians are in charge.
We are here at the invitation of your government to help you. I know of the great resilience and strength of the Haitian people. You have been severely tested, but I believe that Haiti can come back even stronger and better in the future.
Clinton flew in on a C-130 cargo plane full of water and packaged meals for Haitians, along with shampoo, soap, and other supplies for staff at the U.S. Embassy. She flew back home with 50 Americans. Hundreds more stranded foreigners also made it out of Haiti, including a group of women missionaries from Iowa who waited more than 6 hours in the hot sun for a flight home. The women not only praised God, but the U.S. soldiers who handed out ice-cold sodas to ease the long wait. By 4 p.m, 200 Americans, Haitians, and other foreigners were climbing into the belly of a huge empty military cargo jet.
Get one more right here. One more. Get one more right here.
Military personnel directed the passengers onto the floor, where they would sit cross-legged for the three-hour flight back to Miami. Jeannie Hess, one of the missionaries from Iowa, says she is so glad to be going home.
Oh, it feels wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Praise God. Sitting down, I've had my Coke, I am on a roll.
She says the first thing she'll do at home is take a long shower. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.